welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, 7th of December. My name is Christy Moffat, and I'm joined today by ISIS senior editor Ron Koifman. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Doing well. Today we're talking about the PVC markets in Latin America, so I thought we would jump right in. Yeah, I guess, Ron, tell me, how is it that you assess the current PVC markets in Latin America?
In brief, PVC domestic markets have been steady in Latin America in recent months, but firmer markets appeared in December.
Okay. And, I mean, what are the factors driving the Latin American PVC domestic and export markets?
Strongly driven by Asia. PVC prices in Asia rose for four consecutive months from August through November by $40 per ton each month, for a total $160 per ton increase for that period. Prices in Asia again rose for December. Usually price direction in Asia points to direction for Latin America export offers, while also suggesting the pricing trend for Latin America's domestic markets. However, strained political conditions have driven weak demand in Brazil, Argentina, and Venezuela, and have kept a lid on domestic PVC prices in those countries. The conditions have also dampened market sentiment throughout South America. On the other hand, although not firming in domestic Latin American markets, PVC prices did not decline in Latin America after the increases in Asia. PVC export offers have risen on opportunities to Asia. With weak domestic demand in Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, and Mexico, these countries were offering substantial volumes to Asia, including India. Because of these factors, U.S. PVC export offers had been heard at a two-tier pricing policy, with lower-priced U.S. offers into South America and higher-priced offers into Asia.
Why have PVC prices in Asia been rising so strongly?
Well, lower production rates due to environmental issues in China, along with strong demand from India at the end of the monsoon season, drove tightening supply and higher prices in Asia. This year, demand in India had remained strong before, during, and after the monsoon season. A few weeks ago, however, the Indian government eliminated large currency bills. Since much business is done on a cash basis, the government's initiative curbed PVC demand in India. Exports previously going to India are now being directed to China. The outlook for PVC markets in Asia was mixed in the early days of December. PVC demand in Asia was expected to soften towards year-end on seasonality, but activity was still strong in China on tight supply, according to people I've talked to. We also have to consider higher prices for crude after the OPEC agreement to curtail production, which are likely to have an impact on petrochemicals markets.
Could you provide, I guess, some insight into the weaknesses in Brazil and Argentina?
Well, Brazil's economy is expected to shrink by about 3.5% this year, according to the nation's own central bank. However, GDP for 2017 was forecast reversing direction to plus 0.98%. Forecasts for other statistics continue mixed. Inflation for 2016 is expected to reach not quite 7%. For 2017, inflation estimates are unchanged at 5%, according to the central bank. Industrial production should shrink by around 6%, but industrial production for 2017 is expected to increase by 1.1%, according to the central bank. Brazil's chemical sector enjoyed its most productive third quarter since 2013, after figures released by the trade group Abiquim showed year-on-year volume growth in production, domestic sales, and demand. The figures could be interpreted as further evidence that Brazil's battered economy is beginning to claw its way out of the worst recession in decades. Michel Temer, who was confirmed president in August following the impeachment of Dilma Rousseff, has promised to reduce government spending and steer Brazil in a more market-friendly direction. In Argentina, President Mauricio Macri devalued the peso and removed subsidies on energy soon after he took office at the end of 2015. Under these conditions, inflation rose and the population's purchasing power decreased, slowing the economy. claiming that the country rests on a solid economic foundation, local sources are projecting more controlled inflation for 2017 and reactivation of business and industry, including construction.
So, Ron, what can we expect from PVC in Latin America in 2017?
I think in general for Latin America, we can expect improved economies, increasing demand from the construction sector, and the IMF's, the International Monetary Fund's, projections sort of substantiate this. They have certainly much better numbers for 2017 than what we're ending in 2016.
Okay, so the outlook is a little more positive?
I think quite a bit more positive, yes.
Okay, well, if you'd like to know more about the Latin American PVC market, make sure you visit ICIS.com for all the latest news and updates. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.